This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Speaking of interest rates, as we just were, if you're a homeowner, you've probably at least thought lately about refinancing your mortgage. For 6 weeks in a row now, the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage has been below 3%. There are, according to the mortgage data company Black Knight, nearly 18 million people who could have taken at least 0.75 percentage point off their interest rate if they'd refinanced. So why aren't more of them doing it? Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
Jesse Ziegler has been thinking about refinancing for a long time. When he and his wife bought their house in Atlanta 5 years ago, their mortgage had a 4.75% interest rate. Since then, they've seen rates rise and fall and fall.
And then finally, we were able to refinance down to 3%.
Which, when the paperwork goes through, will save them up to $400 a month. A lifeline, given that Ziegler's hours have been cut at his job in flight operations for Delta.
Yeah, I mean, I wish we would have done it earlier.
But by waiting, as rates kept falling, he's saving more money. Ziegler was able to fold the closing costs into the loan and will break even pretty quickly. Not something everyone can do. Greg McBride, chief financial analyst with Bankrate, says that's one reason people don't refinance.
Even though the cumulative savings over the years to come by refinancing is tens of thousands of dollars, to somebody that's short on cash, that can be a tough sell.
And there's just the hassle, the shopping around for rates and scanning documents and getting an appraisal. Tim Egerton, a creative director in San Diego, remembers thinking about refinancing last summer when interest rates fell sharply.
With all that we had going on in our life, just feeling like another thing to do and more paperwork, and we weren't uniquely hard up for the money.
But that's changed. Egerton's wife is a hairdresser, and her salon has been closed for much of the past several months. They were told they couldn't refinance until she's working again and can verify her income. She started back this week, and they plan to give it another shot. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.